I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging, but I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.
Hi, it's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Mizuno, part two of our Vitality Netball Super League preview for 2020. The season starts on Saturday, so we hear from more of the teams taking part. But first, the great news that all the games are going to be shown live on Sky Sports Mix, Sky Sports Action, and also on the Sky Sports YouTube channel. And Hannah Wilkes from Sky has joined us to tell us more.
It's something we're really excited to be able to do, actually. And we're doing it with a lot of our women's sport on Sky, not just the netball, but obviously the netball, something that, you know, we did the same with the World Cup in the summer. It had a really positive reaction. We did it for the Nations Cup back in January. And it's something we want to be able to do. And we're really excited that we can, really, just so it's accessible to all netball fans out there, anyone who wants to watch it. Hopefully it'll be a real positive. I'll get more eyes on the game we love and on the Super League, and really kind of maintain that momentum, that excitement as well. After sort of a run since the World Cup, it feels like netball has just been elevated even more so than it was post Commonwealth Games. So anything we can do to help that is great. And then, yeah, it's like I say, still on Sky Sports Mix, still on Sky Sports Action, but it's great. It's great sport, so the more eyes we can get on this amazing sport and the coverage, then the better.
It's going to be the 15th season, and there's 15th celebrations for a lot of the team, and everybody always says it about the start of a new season, but it's really something special this year.
Yeah, it feels like, you know, the past of last year, I think the Super League was drilling. It was so tight, especially for those last four spots. It was a real battle down to the wire, you know, one game in it, really, to decide those top four, which is what we want. And I think players are seeing our league now, and they're excited to get involved. And there's been some really interesting moves go on in the off season, and everything is poised to make this one of the most exciting yet. And there's so many storylines, there's so many interesting elements at play. But yeah, I think we're in for a cracker of a season, and I think the way we're kicking it off on Saturday as well could be really, really interesting. So yeah, I think it's going to be a good season.
There's been a fair few moves, to say the least. Liana to Stars, Ash to Thunder, Ziggy to Pulse, Karen and Sophie to Storm. What's surprised you?
I was surprised by Liana going to Stars. That one really kind of, like, you know, when you have to do a little bit of a double take when you sort of see that. I think I saw it on Twitter to start with. Yeah, that one really surprised me, just because to me, Liana is just, she's just, you know, Thunder. She's part of the fabric there. So I think it's really exciting. It's really exciting for her as well. She's taking on a bit of a coaching role as well there. So I completely get why she did it. And I think as well with Amrag Basie being there as well, it'll be a really fascinating time for Stars, and I know from speaking to Anna the other week, they're feeling good, they're feeling confident. Siggy Berger going from Storm to Pulse was a surprise. I mean, mostly because of just what a leader and how much she shone in that Storm setup last year, and how much she'd come on, especially last year under sort of Mickey Austin.
Yeah.
I actually sat down with her at the media day a couple of weeks ago, and she was very clear about her reasons for moving. I'm not going to give too much away, because actually that interview's in the coverage on Saturday, so Ooh. You can see it then. But she spoke really eloquently, as she always does, about the reasons for moving, and it does make perfect sense. And, you know, she's still so young, isn't she? So that's what I think is easy to forget. So I think that's a really exciting challenge for her. And I think with Sam Bird at Pulse as well, and the players she's put in and the way she manages her players, it feels like there's a little bit of hype, a little bit of buzz around them, and I really hope that they can live up to that, because, you know, as one of the newer teams in the league, if they can come in and start being really competitive and really fighting for position table, I think it's only going to make the league stronger.
I actually saw online at skysports.com/netball, shameless plug.
Thank you.
Lindsay Keeble said that she reckons that there's no way that Pulse will come last. That's a bit of a bold statement.
It is, but also, you know, that's how you've got to start your season, right? You can't start and say, oh yeah, we'll end up exactly where we were last year. And I think as well, when you look, I mean, you look at who they've got in the squad, the size they've put in, they've got a new head coach, and Sam Bird knows how to motivate players individually, how to bring them on. She's, from talking to quite a few players actually, they say she's someone that can quite quickly identify what motivates you and how to motivate you. So whether you're someone that needs tough love, or whether you're someone that needs their confidence building and a more gentle approach, she figures that out, and she's a genius at it. So she's got a crop of young players, some of the most exciting sort of young English talent as well, I think, is in that yeah, whole squad. She knows how to manage them. They had extended pre-season together. Then you've got Lindsay Keeble, who's obviously got much more experience, and that on and off the court is going to be invaluable. I hope, like I say, there's all this hype around them this season, it feels like, with the arrival of Sam Bird and these signings and bringing in sort of Siggy and the rest of it. So I hope they live up to it, because, yeah, I think they'd be very, very frustrated to be down the bottom of the table again. And, I mean, no team wants to be there, and you've got to start the season stating your aim and being quite vocal about it. Because if you, the mindset is so important.
Tell me a bit about the Emma story that I saw online today. That's a really nice read, saying that time is going to be a healer at Stars.
Yeah, so that actually, that was written up from an interview on the media. I love talking about Emma. She's so genuine, she's so open, and she's really, really honest as well. So she, you know, obviously she missed most of last season struggled with injury, and then missed out on the World Cup. And she was just very frank and said it really hurt, and it really hurt her. Obviously, she was still there as part of our Sky Sports coverage, and she was absolutely brilliant. But she wanted some playing in that home World Cup. Of course she did. And so, yeah, so she spoke about how that was a difficult thing to have to deal with and have to process with, especially as well, I imagine, you're going from the highs of sort of leading the country to Commonwealth gold. Mm. But, yeah, she basically said, I think in a way for her, season with Pulse didn't go how she wanted it to because of injury. She couldn't have the impact she wanted there, but she's big fan of Melissa at Stars, and that was a big draw of her going there. And I think starting over there and kind of getting back into netball properly and being able to throw everything she's got at it, I think is what she hopes will help her recover from what she's still feeling as a bit of a disappointment from not being able to play at the World Cup.
There's plenty of Aussies in the league. Gia's joined by Natalie at Sirens, Leah at Storm, Lexi at Wasps. We're biased anyway, but what do you think some of that appeal is? Certainly not the weather.
It's not the weather, is it? I think it's a real reflection of the standard of the Super League, and we can only, it's obviously only a positive thing if we're attracting Aussie players when they have got, you know, such a super league over there that really does kind of like set the bar. I think the appeal is, it's like the appeal for our girls going over there. It's different culture, different ways of playing, of training. You're going to be exposed to different styles, which are really going to benefit you. I imagine as well for some of the Aussie girls, it's, you know, they're going to get more court time perhaps as well when they come over here. And yeah, I think it's great for our league. I think it benefits our players as well playing alongside them. And yeah, it's I can't speak for them as to actually what particularly motivates them to come over here, but like you say, the weather's worse, the coffee's worse, so it must have something to do with the netball.
Big massive games at the weekend, live on the Sky, and you'll be there part of it, I hope.
Oh yes, be there from the very start to the very end. It's a long old day of netball, that's sure, but it's brilliant. First game is what, 11 a.m. we kick it off with Sirens Pulse, and then I can't even check as to what time. I think it's what, 6:45? No, that can't be right. Six o'clock ish for the last
game. 6 o'clock ish, yeah.
Yeah, there you go, 6 o'clock ish. Let's keep it vague, otherwise it just looks like way too much live telly. But no, it'll be good, and it's nice to have some of our sort of gangs back together. from the World Cup. Dan Ryan is alongside us again. Obviously, Di is presenting. We've got Tamsin there. Pamela, Caroline's back in commentary. And also, as well, behind the scenes, it's a lot of the same people that are at the World Cup. So we're used to long hours all together. And it's a nice bit of reunion. And it's a great way for us to kind of kick it back off and get going again on the new season as well. So, yeah, we're excited. As long as there is coffee, we will be fine.
Hi, this is Georgie Lees, and you're listening to The Netball Show with Mizuno.
This weekend sees the opening day of this year's Super League with all clubs performing in Birmingham. We managed to speak to England head coach Jess Selby about what the season opener meant to her in the past during her time at Bath.
Having been on the other side of the fence the last few years in part of a Super League environment and go to those openers, like, the concept has been brilliant from our point of view. We've really enjoyed getting stuck in and all teams featuring on the opening day. But I think for lots of different challenges, it's always hard sometimes to kind of get the right venue at the right time, the right format that really gets people through the door. So I think it's brilliant. I mean, I'm struggling to get a ticket, I think. So that's what it is. I wasn't organised enough. So yeah, hopefully I can squeeze myself in somewhere. And also, I think it's what the clubs deserve as well. You know, I think the clubs are working tirelessly to kind of build a landscape and an environment that we can hopefully move towards semi-professionalism, professionalism in the years to come. And there's so many volunteers involved in that environment. I think that's sometimes taken for granted and overlooked. So I'm really pleased that the clubs are going to get the attention that they deserve, and what a fantastic event and spectacle that will hopefully be to kind of kickstart the Super League season, which has so much promise in it this year. I'm excited to kind of sit on the sidelines and watch.
Well, if Sky don't give you the call, come and give us a shout, because we'll have our own midget gems.
I know, can you imagine if I have to watch it from home? That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? Because there's no tickets left.
The opening game sees Sirens face Pulse. It's an important season for Claire Maxwell, who will for the first time be combining player duties alongside coaching.
It was a real honour to be asked to be assistant coach for Sirens. It's a big step up for myself. Obviously previously coached at assistant level for under 21 Scottish team, but having it week in, week out and competing against some of the best athletes in the world is challenging as a player, but to take that on as a coach and ensure that the team's continuously improving is something I take very, very seriously, and I really hope that I can have a big impact in terms of players learning new things and challenging themselves to be better than what they were the game before or the season before as well.
Claire will be working with Leslie McDonald, and it's something she said she's looking forward to.
I'm really delighted to be coaching alongside Leslie again. Previously we coached the under 21 Scotland team to the Netball Youth World Cup in Botswana in 2017, and we're really delighted with how the team performed during that competition. And it was a great experience coaching alongside her and learning as much as I could within that high performance environment. So it's going to be exciting to take on this new challenge alongside her. It's someone I can be very honest and open with, and I look forward to develop our partnership within coaching and hopefully take our game to the next level in terms of the Sirens franchise.
Did Claire expect there to be a challenge being a player and a coach? We've seen Tamsin Greenway do it previously, but what will it be like for her?
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. It's got many pros and cons. I think being within the system since year one has allowed me to see it grow, allowed me to analyse where we've still got to go to in terms of our on-court performances and some off-court stuff as well. So I'm really excited to hopefully raise my game in terms of my own performances, but also that of the team by taking on this role. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and do my best within both roles this next season.
And she was delighted with the support her and Leslie received when the news was announced.
I was really appreciative of all the support and positive comments Leslie and myself received via social media about taking on this next challenge of coaching the Sirens. It's always daunting when you say yes to such a big challenge within this next year, and we're both very passionate and driven people, so we will give it our all week in, week out to make sure we do Karen justice, for obviously having trust and belief in both of us as coaches and also all those people that work so hard in the background.
Still plenty more to come on this season preview. Why don't we hear now from London Pulse new signing Ziggy Berger. Ziggy, How's pre-season been for you?
Pre-season has been lovely, thank you. It's been hard work. We've been training hard, but it's been good, productive, and we're all just getting to know each other. And now this week, finalising the first few things before our first match.
And Sam's got together a really strong team. You got the experience of Michelle and Lindsay as well. And from those early postings, it looks like you and Chi have a strong bond already.
I love my whole team. Chi and I get along very well, and that's very good because we share a circle together. So obviously the better we know each other, the better the connections will be. So that's why it's been great.
Thanks, Iggy. We'll see you at the weekend.
Natalie Seaton, CEO of London Pulse, recognises the importance of a true London franchise.
Really and truly, it belongs to the athletes of London. I can't take ownership of it. They really have taken ownership of this team and they've worked hard. We call it a family. We are a family. We all strive to be better and they've gone out there and they've just proved the point. We talk about netball in London being a hot spot for talent and these girls have shown that when you give talent opportunity, it delivers. So we've just been absolutely thrilled. It's about all the London Pulse team, not just about me.
As her side grows this year, Natalie's hoping that local engagement will be the best yet for 2020.
We are looking at new audiences as well. I think that's an important part of our strategy, but how we engage with the wider entertainment audience in London and where we sit in that. And you know, netball's a great sport. There's so many people, Andy, that I see that come down, say, well, I've come for the first time and I've really enjoyed it. And I think having something in the Cop Box Arena that's so close in terms of proximity to Docklands and the city, you know, we're going to encourage a new audience to come down and watch netball and participate, and you know, dads can bring their daughters. We hope that we really can create an offering that is something that's desirable from within the netball community but also outside of it as well.
Dragons face Storm in the second game of the day, a fixture that will include an extra eye on the result from Australia.
Sorry, Storm, they're incredible. Please look after Leah Middleton. She's an amazing goalkeeper and I'll be watching her and following the Surrey Storm with great interest.
Storm's Katie Hughes is looking forward to the game.
I always get so excited about the challenge of a new season and I'm just so excited for us to all sort of gel together as a team.
Karen Bailey has joined from Mavericks.
What not to love about Surrey Storm, to be completely honest. Mickey gave me a call and it was a great opportunity for me and a challenge for me going forward to step on court with a developing team. And I think being a seasoned player and being able to contribute to something that she's got obviously great ambitions and visions for, which, you know, a lot of girls probably have highlighted through their announcements, is something really like a true honour for me to be part of. So I can't wait to get started.
As has Sophie Hankin. But how hard was it to leave Mavs?
It was hard to leave. Over the years, they have made me the player that I am and helped me along my journey. I think now this is a fresh chapter for me. And I was lucky enough to give this opportunity from Mickey. And it's for me to develop more of my netball. And I will definitely learn some key things under Mickey's coaching. So I'm really excited for what's to come for this season ahead. I'm very grateful. Mickey gave me this opportunity, and after a rough season from last year with a knee injury, I didn't have a lot of opportunities to play, and the fact that I was still wanted makes me feel really happy that she has faith. So I am really excited, and she has been a very key factor of me joining Surrey, and I'm very excited to meet all the new fans and get to know the area and look forward to all of my game days and hear those very loud cheers in the crowd, which I was against, but now I'm very glad that I'm part of.
Life can be a bit of a handful.
But what do?
Let go?
Or grab on to everything it has to offer?
Ask yourself, do you back down when things get tough?
Or confront them, breasts on?
Do you give up or give it hell?
Do you ignore your amazing boobs or fearlessly check them regularly?
We thought so.
This is Grabbin' Life by the Boobs.
So grab regularly and check out any changes.
It could save your life.
Search Copperfield. Grab Life.
We know that 1.4 million women and girls across the country are playing netball, but the clear majority are still playing in running shoes or generic trainers, which don't provide the necessary support required to play the fast-moving and dynamic sport that netball is today.
as a sports injury specialist, one of my biggest bugbears is seeing netball players playing netball in running shoes. The benefit of a netball shoe over a running shoe is they're designed to give you more stability and allow you to change direction with better grip, and also allow you to give it a more stable knee and ankle position when coming down from a height, therefore reducing the risk of injury in those two areas.
I'm Natalie Morris, and welcome to The Netball Show with Mizuno. Mavericks faced Seven Stars in the third game, and we asked George Fisher how she feels her game has grown.
I think I grew a lot in the last two seasons. I went from sort of a very young, sort of immature player, and I feel like I've grown quite a lot. I feel like in my netball I'm quite mature now, and obviously I've got so much still to learn and so much training I've still got to do, but I feel like I have grown a lot.
Director of netball at Mavericks is Kat Ratnapala, and we asked her what her biggest challenge will be this season.
I think for us it's making sure that we've got that squad of 10 players fit, healthy, ready to go, and, you know, looking to the squad of 15 that we are able to backfill if needed, etc., and just making sure that we're in the best possible state every single match that we hit. I think that will probably be the hardest. I think going from a squad of 12 down to a squad of 10, I think, is going to bring its own challenges, and it's something that I haven't done before, so I think that will be different. Obviously we've done it at Fast Five, but it's Fast Five is a one-day tournament, so it's very different. So that's going to bring its challenges. I think the league generally, we've seen the gaps closing between the teams throughout the year, and I think this year is no exception. So I think, you know, making sure that we are in, as I say, the best physical shape to hit all teams, and we're recovering well out of it. So I think the biggest challenge is just to keep on building throughout the season and making sure that we are fit and ready to go for each and every game.
Amma Igbezi is part of the new Stars squad this year. But what does she make of large events like the opening weekend?
I think it's good for the fans because they get to see lots of teams. And then it's just good promotion, I think, for the Super League. And I think also the fact that it's central is really good. I wouldn't really go and try and analyse the teams because I think it's quite exhausting to spend the whole day doing analysis on teams. But it's nice to, I think, pull faces to names, see who everybody has and that kind of thing. And I think just catching up with people who you've known through the years in different teams, I think that's really good as well.
And how about the season ahead?
Based on last season, I think Stars have started to, they've started to move away from that. We're new, and they've started to secure more wins, become a good team and a team that can compete, and people don't just dismiss them and say, oh, we're going to Stars, that will be a win. Last season that wasn't the case, and so hopefully they've shaken off the we're a new team name for themselves, and hopefully this season is building from last season and will just be that bit better and we will get into the top half.
Liana Liotta made the move from Thunder to join Amma, but why did she make the decision?
I needed a change. I'd been with Manchester for the last 4 years and we had won it, and I wanted something different. Melissa offered me lots of different opportunities within the squad to mentor, to help coach and stuff like that, so those were things that I was really looking forward to. So lots of different changes, but I'm really excited about it.
Is it the right time to make
that
change?
Yeah, exactly, and I think for me, I'm at that age where I still want to play, but I need to be looking on the other side of the coaching side and giving back to the young ones coming through. So yeah, it was a huge move, but really positive.
Why don't we hear now from Stars' Lucy Harris, and she's been speaking to Nikki Price.
So we're chatting to Lucy Harris then for BBC Radio Gloucestershire. Things have changed this year for the Seven Stars. New coach. How have things changed in the lead-up to this season?
I think it's just been really interesting to get a bit more of that Kiwi influence. There's a lot more flair, and not only the coach, obviously we've got all the Welshies in as well, so there's just a whole lot of new blood but mixing in with some really great old blood, and everyone's meshing together really nicely, and that includes the staff, all the team behind the team, the whole team themselves. Everyone's just kind of taking all the good bits of all their games and putting it together, so I'm so excited. It's going to be such a great season, and yeah, there's just a real buzz in training.
And Melissa's told us about the attention to detail that the shooters having to send WhatsApp messages with proof that they've done so many shots every day. Is it that attention to detail that could make the difference this year?
Yeah, definitely. And there's a lot of accountability in this team. So we've got a lot of different WhatsApp groups for a lot of different aspects of the game. So within our units, we've got also little leadership groups. All of that, all of those little environments are making us as individuals very accountable to each other for all the extras we're doing outside of training and for the stuff that we're doing in training as well. So yeah, that attention to detail is kind of coming through. Really,
and that gives us an idea of just how all-consuming it is being a Super League netball player in terms of aspects of your life off the court as well as on the court.
Yeah, I've actually taken a little break from employment just because I just feel like at the moment our training environment is so intense. I want to just give it my 100%, and I think that's kind of quite a common feeling throughout the team. There's just absolutely no one going in halves. Even the training partners have just been like so committed, which is just amazing. It's just making this whole environment such a pleasure to be in and also so inspiring as well.
Do you feel it's a step up this year? Because I know the target is the grand final.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's at the forefront of our game plan throughout the whole season. That's going to be kind of that little goal in the back of our heads the whole time. Obviously, we'll take it game by game and quarter by quarter and stick to task and do the things that we've set out to do per game. But yeah, that little goal in the back is just niggling away and keeping everyone really motivated.
And of course, new players coming in, but the players that have come in have a lot of experience. You've got a gold medal winner, the England captain from the Gold Coast, of course, Liana Liotta's come in as well, so that they must have a lot of experience to pass on.
Yeah, and I think that's also like allowing the, I guess, kind of mid-age group players, kind of like myself, who've been in the Super League for a couple of years now. We're not the newbies anymore. It's kind of forcing us to take that step up and become leaders as well. So not only are they being leaders, but they're also kind of encouraging everyone else to be as well. And that, even with the newbies as well and the training partners, they've all got something to say and they're all happy to say it. And we've got that really kind of comfortable environment. So that's great.
So you know what's coming on Saturday then at the arena in Birmingham, a huge day of netball. Every team is playing. What can you take from last year's experience into this year?
Well, I love playing in Birmingham first and foremost because I spent 2 years living there and it's just such a great environment. But I think we can take the lessons that we learnt from last year, especially in playing Mavs as well, into this game. But I just think that everyone's going to be such different teams to what they were last year. So we're taking a lot of lessons from our pre-season, but also just going to take in that like amazing atmosphere in Birmingham, take in the crowd, and hopefully give everyone a really entertaining game.
And Team Bath faced Lightning. So what did Anna Stembridge make of last season's final game for her side?
In the semi-final, we were up against a really experienced Thunder side. If you look at the age and stage of those guys across the board in terms of their career, you know, it was very experienced. And I think that showed at key moments in our semi-final, whereas if you look at, say, three of our starting seven, the likes of Summer, Imogen and Sophie, you know, all under 22, that they're already better players from having had that experience in that moment, in that semi-final. So for me, building on those experiences, learning from not only the wins but the losses, and taking that into next year and driving us forward in terms of what it will take to win ultimately that final position, because ultimately we want to be champions.
Jovan takes over as head coach and Anna tells us she's delighted to have her back.
I'm really excited that Jovan's going to be joining the coaching team this year. You know, a lot of us know her as Binsey. She's an ex-Team Bath player, an ex-England international. She's a bundle of energy and just a brilliant person to work with. I think from my perspective, she's just going to enable us to kind of look at some of the individual work-ons to ensure that those athletes are maximising what they can do throughout the season, but also ensuring that contributes to the greater good of the team. I was very lucky to have played with Jo at the end of my career, start of hers, and you know what she brings from a coaching perspective is very similar to herself as a player. Technically and tactically, she was very astute, very knowledgeable. She always gave 110% in terms of on-court and off-court. She was extremely diligent in terms of looking across all disciplines, ensuring that she did everything possible in order to be the best she could be and in turn the best that she could offer to the team. So I think that's what we'll see, and I'm really looking forward to working with her.
Anna's going to be overseeing the Super League, and Rachel Shaw told us what it means to her.
It's so good to hear that Anna's going to stay again. It's good for the team that's building, and I think it's been a really exciting season, and I think we're going to go off the back of this season and do some really good stuff in the next few years and hope to get into that final. So it's great that Anna's still continuing with us, and She's one of the best coaches I've ever worked with, and I would say probably the best coach that's still out there, so it's great to still have her back here and being able to learn and strive off the energy and the enthusiasm that she gives off the court and on. As everyone sees, she's jumping up and down, cheering, so I can't wait to start another season with her.
Lightning's Nat Panagari is also looking forward to Saturday's game, where they'll be facing Bath in the fourth game of the day.
It kind of just creeps up on you, I think. You know, when you kind of have your off-season downtime and then obviously the Roses schedule starts, I think you're just so busy and you're focused on international duties and things like that, that all of a sudden it does kind of pop up. I think that's what we all really enjoy. We love training, we love getting excited for the seasons that are happening. So I just can't wait to step on the court on Saturday. I can't believe it's finally here. I think everyone does kind of start maybe a little bit frantic, a bit nervous. That's what happens, I think, at start of season. You can't start where you want to finish. You want to grow into it. So, but hopefully it'll be a good game on Saturday.
Manchester Thunder will be taking to the court as reigning champions. Karen Gregg has shared what she thinks are going to be some of the key areas for her team in 2020.
Adding Ash and Lauren will be key for us. Ash is a clever player. She is very good with her vision into the circle and her early feeds. And you know, Lauren's she's tall, she's strong, she's physical, and I think we can get her firing with Emma and Rebecca at the back there. It just offers us something completely different again. And you look at the whole squad across the 10, and I think we've only probably got two players that you would call out and out specialists, and everybody else can offer us two or three positions, which bodes well in terms of combinations, so that we know when we come up against certain opposition we can throw different things at people, because we've got that flexibility within the squad to be able to do so.
And that's going to be one of the key things this season, just for coaches, having players that can play in a couple of positions.
Yeah, I mean, it just adds. We all do preparation before you go and play against other teams, and you look at their strengths and their weaknesses and how you can expose them. And obviously everybody probably has a near enough a starting seven what you would expect to see out on court, but just being able to throw something a little bit different to throw off potential tactics that they might have done to break something down. And as I say, I'm really excited. I've got a centre court there with Ash, Caroline, Laura and Amy, and you look across that and Amy can cover a couple, Laura can cover all three, Caroline can cover two, we can play Ash across the line. It's exciting to think we've got four players in that centre court unit that we can put in any combination and we know it will be effective.
As we preview the opening games for this season, why don't we hear back from Laura Malcolm, who joined us a few days after last year's final, still giggling, still smiling after what Thunder had achieved.
I think the biggest thing I remember from the game is actually that walkout, to be honest with you. I loved it. It was like we were standing on the middle tier in the crowd, and I felt like I was going into some sort of gladiator ring. So I absolutely loved that, even though I had to really concentrate not to fall down the stairs. As soon as I made it down those stairs, I can see it when I watched it back as well, and proper love in the moment there. So that was like a good moment for me. Also, when Elle come on was obviously a massive moment, she's a close friend, so I was really happy to see her go on and absolutely smash it and just nail that moment. And also, just weirdly enough, just sticks in my head, Catherine Turner's two interceptions that she got, because every defender on the court loves it when an attacker gets an interception. So I was absolutely loving her work in that moment. And that was a massive lift for me. It was like, yes, we're having it. We're on it. So, yeah.
Daft question. Have you watched it back more than a few times? You must have.
I've watched the game back loads of times, but not as much as mum. She literally watches it every day and likes to call me up and tell me about all the moments. But it's just really funny watching it back, all the little bits. And when you see it in slow mo to see how it actually happened and all that, it's really interesting to see. And I don't know, I kind of looked how it felt. There was a lot of swings in momentum, but I guess for me, I didn't realise how much we'd won that last quarter by. It was kind of just like, we've got to get back in the game, we've got to get back in the game. And then I don't even really remember the moment where we'd kind of got back in the game and then we were pushing on. So, you know, I guess you can, well, you definitely can see it more when you're watching it, but playing it, it was just kind of like, I remember looking to the bench and Dan was shouting, "Go for ball, go for ball." And then I think I shouted, "Go for ball," just for the whole last 5 minutes of the game. So, yeah, it did look different to how it felt. Like, it didn't feel as big as it looked in terms of winning that last quarter. Like, I didn't realise that until somebody said it after the game. But yeah, I mean, it looked like a happy moment and it felt like a happy moment. So yeah, that's the main thing.
Thank you for listening. Do send us a tweet. We are at The Netball Show, and keep up to date with the latest netball news at thenetballshow.co.uk.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
1 minute, I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like, monster had taken over me and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to The Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.